Let's talk about the soul groups that come to us from elsewhere, starting with the Mission Realmers. Now, they are one of the rare soul groups that comes to us from outside of our galaxy, from the Andromeda galaxy, actually. Now, they came here specifically with the self-imposed mission of resolving negativity on our planet. That's what they decided on. Now, unfortunately, they really had no clear concept of the density of the third dimensional existence, and they bit off a lot more than they could chew. They had very little sense of the effort involved in creating a human experience. It just apparently seemed like a good idea to them. Hey, let's go over here, and there's so much negativity, and let's brighten things up. And they got more than they bargained for on that particular mission. But this is why we call them Mission Realmers, because that soul group actually decided to come here and incarnate for a specific purpose. Now, they're very gentle and loving and somewhat passive souls. They are amazing listeners. They're often very intelligent and they give great insight. I mean, they're just wonderful people to talk to. They are incredibly gifted at supporting others from a place of acceptance and non-judgment, and they are naturally giving people who don't fall prey to egoic attachment. However, they are in such a state of detachment that it also means at times they don't feel very strongly about their own goals. Mission Realmers tend to move through life slowly, and they actually need to practice healthy egoic desire that pulls them towards the life they want for themselves. I mean, Mission Realmers are they're just in a state of detachment, which is really beautiful. They just don't get too attached to others. They're very live and let live, and they're content to just sort of see what happens. They don't need to move fast. And that's the thing, they're not really passive, they're just very detached. But the thing is, this third dimensional experience is very dense. And we need emotionality to move us, right? Energy in motion. If we don't feel desire for what we want, we're not going to move. We're not going to take action towards our goals. And Mission Realmers really need to give themselves permission, really practice caring more and feeling that healthy egoic attachment to something. Otherwise, they just sort of float through life. Now they're wonderful, beautiful, gifted people, but sometimes they can really just stay where they are for decades without accomplishing much. I mean, they have such beautiful gifts to share with the world, but they don't necessarily always get their gifts out there because they're not particularly attached to getting their gifts out there. For them, there's always plenty of time. They just flow. Right? So you never want to rush a Mission Realmer either, though. Okay? But you do want to talk to them about developing their sense of desire as something to cultivate. It's like a muscle that they need to learn to use. Now, their non-attachment tends to extend to their physical bodies, which they may have trouble relating to. They simply don't always think of their physical body as part of their identity. Now, Mission Realmers must engage with their physical body in their own unique way to truly feel like they own it, from diet to exercise to how they express themselves sexually. And similarly, they must allow themselves to make progress towards their own goals in their own unique way, rather than forcing themselves to adopt someone else's system or methodology. So, Mission Realmers really need to figure out how to make this their own human experience because they came here on a mission to help, so they didn't come here for themselves. They came here because they decided to go on a mission. All right? So already right there, it's not their own human experience. Now they have this detachment from their own goals, which means they don't want much from the human experience. Also, the human experience is really dense and clunky. And so they don't feel like they really own their bodies either. So the more they can take ownership by making it their human experience, making it the way they want it, their environment, their own bodies, doing with their bodies whatever they want, that can really help them take ownership. And they need that. So sometimes their lifestyles are a little bit alternative. different, and that's totally fine. If that's how they want to express themselves and it feels like they are doing their own thing, that's actually really, really good for them. So that individualization is really important for mission realmers if they're going to start moving towards the life they want. Now, in an attempt to resolve negativity, they quite frequently incarnate with negative souls as family members. And they will often try to introduce new consciousness in this way, not realizing that unfortunately negativity works very well for a lot of souls. A lot of souls thrive on being negative. So mission realmers must learn that the best way to resolve negativity is to create a beautiful self-expressed life for themselves by supporting people who actually appreciate and respect them. The dysfunctional aspect of the soul group is depletion. Mission realmers often allow themselves to be energetically depleted by their negative family members. It really does happen quite a lot. Or they'll get into relationships with negative souls. They're here because they wanted to improve the levels of negativity on the planet. So of course, who do they incarnate with? Negative souls. But the thing is, by trying to shift the negativity of a negative soul, what they're actually doing is feeding energy to that negative soul, and the whole thing backfires. So they came here to resolve negativity, but they actually didn't do a very good job. They didn't understand what they were getting themselves into. And so by trying to change negative souls, by trying to uplift them, what they're doing is they're feeding a lot of energy into it. They're making that negative soul more successful at being a negative soul. And they're becoming really depleted. So it doesn't really work that well for a mission realmer. Now, because they feel like they're on a mission to resolve negativity, they can have a hard time letting go of these relationships or establishing healthy boundaries. Energetic depletion can play out as emotional or chronic health issues, which exacerbates the detached relationships these souls have with their physical bodies already. I mean, if you don't feel like you own your physical body, and now your physical body is also in pain, you're going to pull away from your own physicality even more. And a lot of mission realmers really don't like being in a body, unfortunately. Now let's talk about parallels. Now, there isn't much of a description for souls from parallels. They literally come from a parallel reality where the rules of life are very different. So universal law is interpreted differently where parallels come from. The thing is, parallels don't come from one place. They come from a parallel, which we don't know. There might be infinite numbers of parallels. We don't know anything about parallel universes other than that they exist, and sometimes souls come here from parallel as if they were on vacation just to experience themselves differently. So there's really not a single parallel where I could give you like certain characteristics that apply to them, because there's a lot of different parallels these souls might come from. But they're here to experience themselves in a new way and to explore and, quite frankly, to enjoy themselves. They really are on vacation. Now, they will feel slightly out of place, like someone who's a tourist in a foreign country. And that's a great analogy. If you say, you know, do you ever feel like you're on vacation from your real life and you're just playing at your human experience? They can relate to that a lot. A lot of them are just like, yeah, it doesn't feel like I quite belong here. Often they have that characteristic in common. Now, because they feel they're only here temporarily, parallels can be a little disengaged from life. So they may not feel particularly passionate about their goals or be really ambitious or driven, and they may allow others to make decisions for them. They also may embrace social conventions and structures and do everything they can to appear normal. Since choice and consequence function a certain way in this dimension, they may practice conformity just as a way to fit in. So if you're a tourist in a foreign country, what do? You embrace the cultures and traditions of that country in order to fit in and seem like less of a tourist. That's exactly what parallels sometimes do. So sometimes it's almost like they become like a cliche kind of a person who epitomizes normal. That can happen for a parallel, and they don't like going outside of that at times. It's not true for all of them, but some of them for sure. And at the same time, they'll feel a little bit like they still don't belong. They need to be reminded that they're here to enjoy a somewhat strange experience, and that feeling so very different is actually normal for them. It's really best to focus their attention on their energy centers when you do a session for them, since we really don't have much other information available about them. Now, the dysfunctional aspect of the soul group is just going through the motions of life. They may go through life on autopilot rather than really enjoying this incarnation by shaping it consciously. And like I said, just focus with them on their energy centers, because it really helps them so much to just know their divine gifts. That way they can start shaping this human experience based on who they are, and they will always have energy center information. That actually does not change, because no matter what parallel universe we live in, we're all drawing vital force energy from divine source if we're a positive soul, right? So the energy center information is really going to be helpful to them so that they can learn to really shape and mold this human vacation experience the way they want it to be.